A ceremony was held this week in Bethel for graduates of the Dental Health Aid Therapists program, the first ever in the United States. The four graduates, all from different villages in Alaska, were honored with a community reception. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
One of the graduates is Christopher Ivan, a 22-year-old from the village of Russian Mission on the lower Yukon River.
It's cool, but it's kind of scary also because we're the first ones and it's a lot of responsibility.
The other three graduates are Danielle Boston from Chistochina, Daniel Kennedy from Klawak, and Shenna Nelson from Yakutat. At the ceremony, Nelson was also aware of what the graduation really means.
It's amazing kind of knowing that you're making medical history. It can be kind of overwhelming, but at the same time, it's just really amazing.
All four graduates trained in Bethel and Anchorage for 2 years to become mid-level dental providers. They learned to do dental exams, pull teeth, put crowns on baby teeth, and give fillings. The idea being that they can help fill the gap where dentists are scarce. In the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, Bethel dentists spend about 3 months a year working in villages. So, for most dental needs and all emergencies, villagers must fly into Bethel for care.
It's very difficult because when we go to the villages, we have so many hundreds of patients that call in and need to be seen.
Dr. Mandria Stebbins is a dentist at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation in Bethel.
Lots and lots of cavities, and we just can't get to everybody and treat everything. And so it's very hard. It's hard for patients because they're in pain and, you know, they're losing teeth and everything. And then it's hard for us just, you know, I think we feel bad that we can't fix everything.
Stebbins says it's also hard to keep dentists in Bethel. Two dentists are leaving in January, which means there will be four left to treat about 50 villages. More dentists will eventually be hired on, but the revolving door problem of dentists coming and going has been around for years. And they hope that the dental therapists will be a long-term solution.
The goal is placing them in all of the villages that are severely underserved.
Dr. Anthony Bruska is one of the dental therapist trainers. He's a clinical instructor for the Utlitarvat Dental Health Aid Program. Utlitarvat is a growing vo-tech center in Bethel, which has been working with the University of Washington and the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium to create the dental therapist training program. Training dental therapists is new in the United States, but dozens of other countries have had them for decades. Prior to these four graduates, a handful of Alaskans were sent to New Zealand for dental therapist training there. Bruska says what they've started here is different.
By focusing on what we see as dentists out in the state of Alaska, we are able to concentrate our students' efforts towards that work.
There have been some challenges starting up the program. Bruska says some were just the logistics of getting everyone together as they were coming from different regions in the state.
Some of the challenges we faced as instructors, we were creating this program without having been established, so that was a big challenge, developing the program and tailoring it towards our DHAT needs. So as they learned, we learned as well.
As for the future of the four graduates, they will return to their respective hub communities and start working under the supervision of dentists at first. Russian Mission's Christopher Ivan says that's just the beginning.
After a couple of years of being a dental health aid therapist, I would like to go back to school to become a dentist and return back here to the YK Delta to further help the people of the YK Delta.
A second round of dental therapist students is almost halfway through their schooling. They have been studying in Anchorage for a year and will come to Bethel in January to start their second year. The program has started to interview potential Alaskans for becoming the third round of students to start the training. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.